Okay, Chevra, so we decided that we're going to spend some time discussing the Heter Mechira, which is this idea that we can solve the problems of Shemitah by selling the land to a non-Jew. And in that way, we will not have prohibitions of working the land, and in that way, the Jewish farmers will be able to survive during Shemitah. That was the basic idea of the Heter Mechira. And last week we spoke about the halachic basis of Heter Mechira.
Rav Kook was
kind of Heter Mechira stage two. We'll talk a lot about Rav Kook, but the Heter Mechira pre-existed Rav Kook. The original Heter Mechira was a Rav in Chevron in the Tshuvos Shemen Hamor that we're going to be discussing a bit later tonight. That goes back over 100 years before Rav Kook. Rav Kook kind of inherited the Heter Mechira because the Rav of Yafo, all the Moshavot around Yafo, all of the communities is where most of the farmers live. And the Rav of Yafo basically was the person who was responsible for doing the Heter Mechira even before Rav Kook. Rav Kook first got involved in the Heter Mechira in Shemitah of 1910. Right, that's when Rav Kook wrote Shabbat Haaretz. But Heter Mechira certainly existed long before that. So now, last week, the Sheman Hamor was a Sephardic Rav, but there was no distinction between Ashkenazim and Sephardim in this respect. But let's talk about the Heter Mechira. So we spoke last week about the basis of Heter Mechira is because of the sugya of Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afgiyah, right? That when a goy acquires Eretz Yisrael, that will remove the chiyuv of trumos and maestros that the Gemara says, and the poskim who are into Heter Mechira say, oh, if you hold yesh kinyan la'akum la'hafkia, so then presumably you could get rid of trumos and maestros, you could also get rid of the issues of Shemitah. And hence, Heter Mechira comes to exist. Now, of course, we spoke last week about how it's very difficult because the Gemara assumes in kinyan la'akum, you have paskins that a guy doesn't have the right to acquire in order to remove trumas and maestros. So everyone who's into the Heter Mechira basically say, yeah, but you got to read the Gemara carefully. The Gemara is talking about if it's a din to oraisa, then we assume in kinyan la'akum la'afkia. But since Shemitah bezman hazez derabbanon, right, that's what we spoke about last week, since the mitzvah of Shemitah today is only rabbinic, so therefore we assume that yesh kinyan la'afkia. That was last week's topic. Beautiful topic, etc. Now, what we left off last week sounded like Heter Mechira is like a really amazing thing, best thing ever. We could solve the problems. So why on earth would anyone oppose the Heter Mechira? Right? Why on earth would anyone do it? By the way, you should know that there were Jews, and Atayama said there are Jews. Right? Who can imagine? There are Jews who actually oppose the Heter Mechira. And why would they oppose it if it's based on significant sources in the Gemara? So the answer is that there are two psukim in the Torah that Heter Mechira is against. Now, when you're against psukim, you're in bad shape. No? Because psukim are written by God. No? So what are these two psukim? Parshas Mishpatim. Lo yeshu ba'artzucha pen yachtio oschali. Ki savo des alohehem ki elochalam mokesh. You should not allow the goyim to live in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning to say, we have an obligation that goyim should not live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if I sell land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, that means that the Goyim are going to be living in Eretz Yisrael, and that goes against this pasuk in the Torah.
There's a pasuk in the Torah that talks about Ger Toshav.
So the Isbaz speaks about Ger Toshav. So a Ger Toshav is somebody who accepts upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, appears in front of a Bezin, accepts Sheva Mitzvahs. We'll see in the Rambam a little bit of a discussion about Ger Toshav as we move on, but we don't have Ger Toshav anymore. Right? Ein ger toshav noheg el bezman shayobel noheg, the Goran Erech and Daf Chav Tes says. So therefore, we don't have the concept of ger toshav. So the goyim should not live in Eretz Yisrael. If I sell the land to the goyim, they're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this pasuk itself is not such a problem. Why not? Who wants to get out of this pasuk? Why should the goyim not live in Eretz Yisrael?
Because of
Avodah Zarah. So if I have monotheists, or if I have an Arab, a good Yishmaeli, so Right? My rabbis, eh? Right? Now, there happens to be a bit of a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Right? There is a bit of a machlokes Rambam and Ravid as to whether the Isser applies to people who are not of the Avodah Zarah. This is here in Perek Yud of Avodah Zarah, Halacha Dalet. But one could certainly make a case that the Isser does not apply to someone who is not of the Avodah Zarah. So that pasuk should not be a problem. We got another pasuk.
Does anyone say that this only would apply when there's a chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
So the assumption that we are making is that there is a chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And I'll prove that to you. The entire idea of the Heter Mechira is we want to keep Jews in Eretz Yisrael. We are here. We want to maintain the Yishuv. Right? That's what it's all about. Right? So we're trying to maintain the Yishuv. And there is a Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You can't say there isn't a Mitzvah. How come the Rambam doesn't quote it? Okay, that's a whole other shiur. Not for now. But there's another Pasuk. Another Pasuk. Torah tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivach Hashem Elokecha lo'ez asher atah v'Hashem l'mishto v'nash ha'goyim rabim p'necha chiti gir goshi amori k'nani prizi chivi musi shiva goyim rabim v'atzumim imecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it to Eretz Yisrael, so you'll get rid of all these goyim. Unisan l'mashem Elokecha l'fanecha v'hi kisam. God will give them over to your hand and you will destroy them. Hacharim tacharim osam. Kill them, smite them, destroy them. Lo sichros lahem bris v'lo sichonim. State in the Torah, don't forge a bris with the goyim, v'lo sichonim. What does lo sichonim mean?
Give them something for nothing.
Don't give them something for nothing. That's one translation. Now you're understanding lo sichonim from an expression of chinam. Don't give them some. Don't give them matnas chinam. You said chain.
Yeah.
Chain is don't say they azay shein. Azay shein are goy. No. My father told me that my grandmother Lashem used to have an expression ashein levaya. So I had no idea what that meant. So apparently it meant that when there was a French Catholic levaya in Montreal, right on the street where they live, so she would say, oh, Ashena levaya. That's the way my grandmother used to, that's the way my grandmother said it. So there are another explanation of lo sechanim. Lo sechanim could mean don't give them matnas chinam, don't give them something for nothing. Lo sechanim could mean don't give them chain. Don't say, by the way, I do not understand. It's a question to deal with. We're not allowed to say how pretty Goyim are, no? And we can't say how talented Goyim are, or at least Ov the Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's mutter to say, right? I don't know, everyone does it, so I don't know how it's mutter to say that LeBron James is an awesome basketball player. And the Pashta says he's awesome. No?
But isn't there a bracha for
if someone's an Ovid Kochavim, again, I don't know if LeBron is.
Okay.
But if someone's an Ovid Kochavim, you're not allowed to say that they are super talented. Some of the great medieval artists. So right now, we're trying to understand this passing into a lo sechonim. So look in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Okay, turn to the second page of the Makoros. I know, I always go out of order. The Gemara says, Minahani Mili, how do you know that you're not allowed to give them land? De Amakra lo techonim, lo titing lahem chanoya bekarka. Right, you see that? Don't give them land in the ground. Don't give them parking in the ground. Don't give them a parking spot. Frak the Gemara, Hai lo sechonim, Ibaya leidach, Yamar achlan, lo sitan lahem chain. In King, name a cra, lo tichonim. My tichonim, shrine a tate. Kadim baya leidach, Yamar achlan, lo titan lahem matnes chinam. In King, name a cra, lo tichinim. My lo tichonim, shema min akolu. Zok the Gemara, I have three limudim from the pasuk lo sechonim. Don't give them matnes chinam. Don't give them a gift for nothing. Don't give them, right, chayin, don't say, azah shener goy, right, and the Gemara asks the kasha about, like, you're walking in the street, you see, oved is kochav, and that comes up here, and daf chav, and avoid is zara, and the third, Joshua lo sechonim, is one of most relevant parts, is lo sitan lahem, chanoye bekarka. You can't tell the goy, you can't give the goy land in Eretz Yisrael. So based on this, the nitziv, in a tshuva, right, back to page one, nitziv, in shut meshiv davar, there was a certain goyin, right? There's a tshuva in the tzivit, it's titled V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah. The truth is about Shemitah. So he quotes a certain goyim who says that you're allowed to sell the land to an Arab. Right? Now, it's usher to sell land to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. Well, we sell chametz, etc. Right? He has a whole biyam. Yishma'el have a din of getoshav. Maybe they don't. He rejects that. Keep on going. I underline three lines in the Nitziv for you. Ube emes. Harav hagon hanal. Barach mehaze'ev upaga bo ari. Famous, famous line. You're running away from a wolf, and you pugabo ari, you bump into a lion. Ki rotsin lehimalei me'isr shviyas bizman hazeh derabon on l'roiv ha'poiskim. Upaga ve'isr mechiris karka lo'ubik ho'chomim be'eriz Yisrael shu isr de'oiraisa le'kuli alma zok v'nitziv. You're trying to avoid isr shemitah. Right? Shemitah is an Isser Drabonon, Bisman Hazeh. Right? That's what we spoke about last week. It's Drabonon, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. Right? It's an Isser Drabonon. You're going to sell the land to a goy to solve the Shemitah problem. Lo Sechonim is an Isser D'Oiraisa. You're running away from a Ze'ev Pagabo Ari. Right? Famous, famous Nitziv. Now, according to the Nitziv, would Heter Mechira work?
Yes, you're so
worried. Huh? L'chaim, it still works, no? You're a bad person for doing it. You're doing an Aveira, but it's an Aveira that Moshe Lamad Avodah Zarah. Turn on the lights on Shabbos. Does it work? Yeah, it works. The lights are on, no? I mean, I might not be allowed to get enough from them, assuming I did it amazing. But sometimes you do an Aveira and it works. Right? The Nitziv is not saying that the Heter Mechira does not work. Correctly?
Doesn't the Rambam say that a Muslim...
The Rambam says a Muslim is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and we'll talk about that. Give me a few minutes.
You'll do a Milah Shalom Bismana on Shabbos.
I do a Milah Shalom. Nachlaik Yosef, Elaz Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara in Pekle Blazer de Milah. Okay, fine, gotcha.
It's like Kiddush and Tovson.
The fact is that the Nitziv says, don't do Heter Mechira, because you're selling it to a guy and you're going to be in violation of Lo Sechonim. Now, the Chazon Ish, Reb Avram Yeshaya Karelitz, he's basically the same person as the Vilna Gaon. This is why I discovered over the summer. We'll talk about that probably 2 summers from now when we get to the Chazon Ish.
Rav Kook was a Talmud of the Nitziv, right?
What? Rav Kook was in Valojim and Nitziv was Rosh Hashir. Rav Kook was a Talmud of nobody. Rav Kook learned by himself. The story is that when Rav Kook was in the Valojna Yeshiva, he didn't know the name of his chavrusa. That's like the only negative thing I know about Rav Kook. The man was like a kadosh elyon. The Nitziv gave Rav Kook permission to wear tefillin all day in Valojna, no? He knew that he was super duper holy. No one else. The Nitziv was very machmer and yuhara. He would like scream at Talmidim if they were balei gaiva. Rav Kook got special permission from the Nitziv to wear tefillin all day.
They had a relationship.
I don't know if Rav Kook really had a relationship with Pete. Rav Kook was like high on Torah. He was. Now, the Chazon Ish writes here, beginning the paragraph Ulafikach, Ein Makoim Lahatir Limkar Lanochi Bishvil Lahafkia Kedusha Shviyas. You can't be matir songa to a guy. Even adarab, it's a shvius to rabbonim bismanazer. Mechira is a lav de oraisa kitreifa ubaser b'cholav kiyotibo. The Chazon Ish like knows how to give a musar shmus. He says selling the land to a guy, it's like eating baser b'cholav. It's like eating treifa. No, v'kein kasa b'meishav davar. This is a typo in the Chazon Ish, not in me. The meishav davar simin nun should be simin nun vav. Okay. V'hamocher al yedei shaliach v'adai lo chayil ha-mechira midin ein shaliach levar aveira. Chick-chack, boom. This is why the Haredi world taines that heter mechira is a farce and does not work at all. It's this line in the Chazon Ish. Because the way they would sell the land to the goyim is you'd appoint the rabbanut as a shaliach to sell it for you. Since selling the land to a goy is an iser d'oiraisa of lo sechonim, so memela ein shaliach medvar aveira, and the Chazon Ish holds that vaday lo chayel hamechira. That means that the sale is not chal at all. Ad kan divrei Chazon Ish. Now we could give a shiur right now about gidrei shlichus, and we could speak about the 2 days in Tosis and Bava Metzi on Daf Yud. as to when I say Ein Shaleich Medvar Aveira. Does that mean that the entire Maisa is not Chal? Or does it mean just that there's no relationship between the Meshaleich and the Shaliach with respect to the Aveira? The Aveira doesn't transfer, but the sale would be Chal. That's two opinions in the Tosis and Bav Metzia, Daf Yud. And the stipler...
But according to the Chazon Ish, let's say you sold it yourself.
If I sold it myself, it would be fine. And in fact, one of the reasons I'm not giving that shiur about Gidrei Shlichus, even though I could, is because after Shemitah of Tovshin Samaches, that's last Shemitah, no? This is Tovshin Ayin Hey, will be the next Shemitah. Tovshin Samaches, last Shemitah.
Yeah.
The last Shemitah, the Heter Mechira was done by Rav Weitman. Rav Weitman is the Rav of Tenuva. All of your milk products are under his Hashgacha. Big Talmud Chacham. And he obviously knows kashrus if he understands all the kashrus and milk. Rav Weitman did the Heter Mechira for the nation in Tavshin Samaches. The rabbi that appointed him. And Rav Weitman decided, you know what, I'm going to do it differently. You're going to sell me your field and I'm going to sell it myself to them. Ooh. That means it's not shlichus. It's not shlichus. If it's not shlichus. By the way, I tell everyone when I sell chametz, I am not buying your chametz. It's a bad time of year to get in the business of buying chametz. No? I don't buy people's chametz. Rav Weitman does a fakert. He buys it. He buys the field, then he sells it to solve the Chazon Ish's problem. Of course.
There's nothing wrong with you buying the chametz.
There's nothing wrong with me, but I don't want to get involved in buying the chametz. I'd rather that I become your agent, and I'll sell the chametz for you. Yeah. I think that's standard Orthodox Jewish practice, no? Now, oh. Of course, there are other ways of solving the problem of the Chazon Ish's tainus about shlichus. The rules of Ein Shaleich L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara in Kedushin says, based on Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishaimim. The Sma understands what that means is that we assume the Shaleich won't listen to the Mishaleich. Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishaimim, who should he listen to, the Mishaleich or God? Listen to God, right? If that's the case. So in a situation that, let's say, the Shaleich is a Paskanyak, he's a bum, he's a religious Zionist, he wants to sell the land to a guy. That's not a bum. Right? So what are you going to do? You're going to say, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So you have to assume he's going to listen to you. Right? The whole svar of Ein Shaleich L'Dvar Aveira is that you assume that the Shaleich won't listen to the Mishaleich. But over here, you know he will. Why? Because he wears a kippah through Gan Yisrael Satikva. Right? He's a religious Zionist. Okay, if that's the case, so then, right, we don't say, moreover, the Mishnah L'Melech is called by the Ktzai Sachoshin and Kuf Pei Beis that we don't say... We only say Ein Shaleich L'Dvar Aveira when the Minoy HaShlichus is specifically to do an Aveira. But if the Nusach of the Shlichus is, do this, and you, the Shaleich, happen to do it in the Ofen Ha'asar, then we don't say Ein Shaleich L'Dvar Aveira. That's what the Mishnah L'Melech says. So Rav Kook, in Shabbat Ha'aret, where he wrote the Chose, he wrote a document, a contract, for Heter Mechiris, and Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky has this in the Sefer HaShemitah, page Ayin Hey. So they basically say that the Nusach of the Chose for the Harshah, for the Heter Mechira, should say, I appoint the rabbis to sell my field for me. Don't say specifically to sell to a guy. If that's the Pshat, so we're not having that. The Aveira is not part of the Nusach of the Shlichos, and that solves all the problems. So far, so good? So we could talk a lot about the Shlichos angle. We could give a whole share on that. I don't want to. I want to talk about the Lo Sechonim angle.
Rav
Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky approved the Heter Mechira. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach approved of the Heter Mechira. Rav Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank approved of the Heter Mechira. No? Again, they're all different. We spoke about this last time, didn't we? No? The Madanei Aretz, the two different versions here. Now, So what I want to talk about tonight, though, is the approach to solve the problem of Lo Sechonim by saying that when we sell the land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, it's not an Isser of Lo Sechonim. The Gemara says I'm not allowed to sell land to Goyim. And I'm going to contend for four or five reasons that it's not a problem of Lo Sechonim. How are we going to do that? Right? That's our objective in the next like 10, 15 minutes. Ready, gentlemen? Should we learn some Torah? Zok the Rambam. Turn to Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, the third line.
What page is it?
Page Right?
The
Rambam begins that even where you're allowed to... By the way, this question of selling stuff to Goyim became a big horse celeb in Tufshin Ayin Aleph. 3 years ago, there was a group of religious Zionist Rabbonim who came out with a kol kore in the newspapers that you're not allowed to sell your houses to Arabs. Remember this? What? Yes. And a whole bunch. And Reb Aaron Lichtenstein wrote a letter. I think it's one of the last letters that he really wrote. Like he's deteriorated, unfortunately. Reb Aaron wrote, and he says, I understand the sentiment over here, that you love the land and you want to make sure the goyim don't have any achiza bekarka, but you have to realize that this doesn't play well in Peoria. And then Rav Aaron says, by the way, and there are many Rishonim who have different takes on the situation, and you didn't mention this shita of the Arizaruah and that shita of the Ramban, etc. That's Rav Aaron's letter, a very, very nice letter that he wrote on in Shvat of Tufshin Ayin Aleph. But let's learn the Rambam together. Zok the Rambam, even in those areas, like in Surya, which we spoke about, that's Aram Tzova, that you're allowed to rent a goyim, you're not lola beis dira hitira, you're not allowed to rent a goy to live in. I'm not allowed to rent my house to a goy, because the goy is going to bring his getchka into the house. And the Torah says, "Lotavi to'eva al beisecha." My high school rabbi once gave a Muslim shmos about "Lotavi to'eva al beisecha" means you're not allowed to have a TV in your house, because to'eva is TV. That's what he kept on saying. We didn't get along so well. But that was... that was... Aval, maskelein batim la'asos an otzer, you're allowed to rent houses to them to make it a storage area, etc. Ve'im maskelein peiris utvuk yotzer b'mechub al-karaka. You're not allowed to sell them stuff that's attached to the ground. Aval mochehu mishi yakotz, or mochehu amanas l'kotz v'kotzeit. These are all Mishnais and Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Tes. I can't sell them stuff that's attached to the ground because that is giving them chanuya b'karka. I am allowed to sell them a tree, almanas l'kotz. I can sell them a tree, almanas to cut it off. By the way, one of the heter mechiras that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach deals with their possibility is to do precisely this, of moche almanas l'kotz, which means that you sell them the trees of the land and the topsoil of the land with a condition that they will chop it down. Right, that was like the chap that they had. And, okay, that was another chap that they talked about. Now, Zok the Rambam, u'ibnei ma'ein moichun lahen. Why do I not sell them? Why can't I sell them trees? Why can't I sell them land in Eretz Yisrael? Shenema lo techanem, lo titing lahem chaniya bekarka. Shem lo yalahem karka, yeshivason, yeshivas arai hi. So who wants to be medayik in the Rambam akula for selling land to Goyim b'zman hazeh?
Once it's
going to be yeshivas arai, it'd be okay.
What?
The
implication
being that yeshivas arai...
So speak it up better.
It's
a
limited term.
So one etza is, and this, by the way, is the best etza. Rabbi Chiyo Mechol in Sefer HaShemitah, page Kuf Tes through Kuf Yud Daled, deals with this, that the Mechir, and this is the first Heter Mechir, the Shemen Hamor, the Rav in Chevron, 150 years before Rav Kook, when he, in Simen Daled, in the Shemen Hamor, when he came out with his Heter Mechira, he said, just do it Lizman. You make a temporary sale. Aye, there's an Isser Lotechanim. The answer is no. There's no Isser Lotechanim because Lotechanim is only a permanent. Right? We don't want them to have yeshivas keva. But if I sell to them temporarily, it's yeshivas arai, so it's going to be okay. Interesting, no? Interesting. The Shemen Hamar has another take on the situation. This is very mechudash. He suggests that maybe the Isser of giving them Chanoya Bekarka is only if Kla Yisrael is Rov and the Goyim are Miot. But if the Goyim are Rov, Chevron, by the way, is Rov Goyim. That's why they killed the three boys. No? Chevron, not Hayom, is Rov Goyim. If it's Rov Goyim, so he assumes that it's not a problem of Lotim and Chanoya Bekarka because they're already there. It's an interesting idea. But it's a bit Meduyak in the Rambam where Ilan is saying that if it's a mechira that remains yeshiva sarai, it's going to be mutter. Another diak in the Rambam, why should be mutter? another approach, right? It's mutter. So this is the only time I know that Rav Kook quotes Rav Shach. But it's a different Rav Shach. Okay? In Shabbat Ha'aretz, in the Mavo, we mentioned the introduction to Shabbat Ha'aretz is where he gives you the whole basis of Heter Mechira. So in the Mavo, Perek Yud Beis, he quotes, Yofe He'ir Chad mi Beidina HaRav HaGoyin Reb Zalman Shach. One member of Rav Kook's Bezin was a fellow named Reb Zalman Shach. I know nothing about him besides the fact they came with the Shtikot Torah. A Diak and Rambam. Ready? The Rambam says, if he doesn't own land, then what? Then I am not allowed to give him land. Aber, if the guy owns land. Right? Read the Rambam. Im lo yalahem, right? Im lo yalahem karka. If they don't have land, so then by definition, Yeshiva Sarai. But if they have land already, let's say the guy already has land. So in that situation, selling additional land to them is not going to be osir. Rav Kook in Shabbat Ha'aretz uses this as a really, really big svara to be made on. Sell the land to a guy who already has land, it's meduyik and Rambam, it's okay. Wow. Now, the godless of Rav Kook, by the way, is he starts pilpulling in this svara. He says, one second, I'm allowed to sell your land if you already had land. I don't have to be choshish that maybe you'll sell your original house and then I gave you the house that you have. So he points out that this seems to be a machlekes ha'amoraim in Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara says, I'm not allowed to be metahir my nega'im. No? The pasuk tells us about nega'im that if I have white hair, it's tamei. No? So I'm not allowed to shave off my two white hairs. That would be metahir the nega. Let's say I have three hairs and I shave one hair off. So I still have a shir tumah. Is that permitted or is that forbidden? It's machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes say in the Gemara. Right? So Rav Kook wants to say that machlokes is the same machlokes. And then he's off to the races. And then he speaks about the issur of ribui b'shi'urim. There's a machlokes between Tosfos and Menaches and the Ran and Beitza about whether ribui b'shi'urim is an issur d'orais and issur d'rabbana. No, if I'm cooking a pot on Yontif, right? And I'm cooking, I have what, three guests coming over, so I'm going to put six potatoes in. And am I allowed to fill up the whole pot of potatoes? Memale isha kedera, you're allowed to do that. Riba mishon yontiv is mutter. How come on Shabbos if I have two branches? There's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and the chayla sheyesh b'sakana needs one grogeris to eat. And I have a choice. I could pull down one branch with one grogeris, another branch with four grogerises. So the Gemara says, don't pull down the bigger one, right? It's ribui b'shiurim. The Gemara in Beitza says it's permitted, right? So Tosfos zakt that ribui b'shiurim is an iser d'rabbanan. But the Ran says he's inclined that ribui b'shiurim is an iser d'oraisa. How come it's mutter on yontiv? Zok the Ran, because ochel nefesh on yontiv is hutra, and pekuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. The famous Ran in Beitza, no? Top 10 Ran. It's mamish, it's top 10, no? Oh. Is it on the official list? I think, right? We used to keep a list in this year.
I haven't checked the list in a while.
We used to keep a list of like the top 10 svaras. Because Rav Blachman made fun of me at one time when I was in Karen Biyav, and they made fun of me. They only like all the fancy, famous Torah. He said, Schwartz, you're going to write a book at one time, top 10 ktsosis, and just skip the rest of them. So I told them. Whatever. Okay. So what you see from that Ran is the din of ribui b'shiurim when it's an Isser D'Rabbanan we're makel on. So Rav Kook is inclined that since Bizman Hazeh Shviyas is D'Rabbanan, even though Lo Sechonim is an Isser D'Oraisa, Rav Kook thinks that this type of Lo Sechonim, when the guy already has land, is at worst going to be an Isser D'Rabbanan of Ribui B'Shi'urim, and therefore he's willing to be makel L'man Tovas HaYishuv. That's what it comes down to. That's Rav Kook has.
Where does one find that to L'man Tovas HaYishuv? Where is that embedded? Where is that?
So the answer is like this. Rav Kook writes, I think I have it, in this tshuva in the back, in the Mishpat Kohen. By the way, Mishpat Kohen, Rav Kook wrote when he was in Boisk, in Tuf Reish Samach. Tuf Reish Samach is 1900, no?
Yeah.
He's in Boiskin Tuf Reish Samach. He wrote this before he made Aliyah. He wrote these tshuvas about the Heter Mechira. It's Mishpat Kohen Nun Ches Nun Tes through Samach Zayin or something. Goes on for a while. And he had a back and forth with the Ridbaz, no? The Ridbaz was the chief rabbi of Chicago, who was kicked out of Chicago. He had a fight with the Sheikhtim, no? Like all good rabbis, he had a...
That's smuggled out in the refrigerator or whatever it was.
Yeah. What?
That's smuggled out in the refrigerator or something.
That's the story, right? So the Ridbaz went back to Tzfat, and he had a whole exchange of letters. He wrote a commentary on Yerushalmi, huge Talmud Chacham, the Ridbaz, and he had an exchange with Rav Kook about Shemitah, about Inyanim and Shemitah. So Rav Kook, basically in this Yesod of the Heter Mechira, so Rav Kook writes something. I could find you the lines in here, but it might take me too long. Basically, the idea is, what's our problem? We don't want to sell the land to Goyim because we don't want to give them Chanoya B'karka. But over here, my entire Kavana to sell the land to Goyim is to maintain the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The whole Isser is I don't want Goyim to have a stronghold. But now, by selling it to them, I am allowing the Yidden to maintain their stronghold. So it's the exact opposite. Rav Kook's Nusach is, it's like the Gemara has in Psachim, that when my Kavanah is with Sarfo, you think I'm going to end up eating the Chametz? Right? My Kavanah is for me to have an Achiza B'Karka. You think I'm going to be giving the Goy an Achiza B'Karka? Right? So these are some of the svaras that the Achronim deal with. Now, let's just read Chazonish. And we'll see some of the Chazonish's problems, and we'll try to be miyashev these problems. Ki yad Hashem hatova aleinu. Let's go. First of all, this is the point that Rabbi Schrader once commented to me. You don't understand Chazonish and why he's writing the way he writes unless you realize that the Chazonish is responding to Shabbat Haaretz. And you see that right over here. Simen Chof Dalet Os Aleph.
Rabbi Schrader, father or son?
The father. The one, yeah. Yechiel's father.
So the
Chazonish writes like this. The Ein Karkar Olo. This is like the beginning of the Chazonish. He starts off, Aleph. There's no difference if the guy has Karkar or not. Why would he be saying this? The answer is because he read Shabbat Ta'aretz. And he realized that Rav Kook is what? Rav Kook is basing the Heter in Shabbat Ta'aretz on the fact that the guy already owns land. So says the Chazonish, there's no difference if the guy owns land. The Bechol Bayis Vesodah Shemosah Lahem Harayu Nosein Chanoya La'akum Bekarka Zeh. Each land that I give him, I'm giving him chanoya in that new piece of land. Right? In other words, it's harder to get the guy off the land because now he has two fields instead of one field. And this one field he didn't have before, so I gave him chanoya on this one field. Va'afim hoya makom lehistapek. Stimas ha'mishnah v'agmar ba'apayiskim achras she'in chelak. This is classic Chazonish. The way the Chazonish learns is stimas ha'gemar ba'apayiskim. No? Yeah, you can have a kvetch in the Rambam. He recognized that. Even though there's makom lehistapek, you could be misupik about it. But see, read the Mishnah, the Gemara. All they say is that there's an isur to sell land to goyim. No one says beferish that if the goy has land, it's mutter. Therefore, what? Asur. Right? Even if the goy has land, and then he has a proof. Ayin avodah zarah yudalad amid beis hadeko bish mizavninon. Okay, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Daled, I give this to you, the top of page 3. Right, Reb Meir says that I'm allowed to sell the goy, or Reb Meir says I'm not allowed to sell the goyim a dekel tav chatzav. I can't sell them a good tree. And chatzav, the Gemara says, we don't know what chatzav is. Right? Avram Avinu had 400 prakim of Avodah Zarah. He could understand that we only have 5 prakim. We don't understand the simple Mishnah. That's that line here in the Gemara. So the Gemara comments on Remeir's statement. Amle Rav Chista Avimi Gemiri Avodah Zarah Avram Avinu was Abameir Perki Havyan Vanan Chamish Etznan V'lo Yadinan Maika Amrinan. We only have 5 prakim. We don't know what we're talking about. Maika Asha. Diktani Rabbi Oimav Deko Tav Chatzav Niklas also in Mikar Deko Tav Hudol Mizav Ninon Deko Bish Mizav Ninon. I didn't we learn in Moichman B'Mchumba L'Karka? How could Rabbi Meir say I'm not allowed to sell a good tree? Implied I can sell a bad tree. I it's Oser Liting Lahem B'Mchumba L'Karka. You can't give goyim stuff that's attached to the ground because that's Lo Yisicha name. Oh, that's the Gemara's kasha. So Zuk the Chazanish, 1 second. Why is the Gemara so? Why is the Gemara not believe it? The Gemara says, how can you sell a bad tree? I have the answer. Sell a bad tree to the guy, because the guy who I'm selling it to already has Chanoia Bekarka. Elamai, you see that what? You see that even though you already own the land, you're not allowed to sell to Goyim. It's Beferish in the Gemara. That's the Chazanish. And the Chazanish uses this Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Dalet basically to refute half of the Svaras that everyone is saying Lahakel. Right? We said the story, Ilan had the story before about selling it temporarily. Right? Sell temporarily, it could be that's going to be mutter because of Mechir Lazman, maybe it's considered king in Paris, or maybe king in Paris is not king in Lagof. Right? The Ketzos discusses that. That's why yeshiva guys know this. Ketzos speaks about whether king in Paris is considered, right? If I have king in Lazman, it's not like a king in Paris. No? Okay. Fine. Beautiful. Chazanish says, 1 second. I sell you a tree. Am I giving you permanence in the land? Absolutely not. Because if I sell you a tree, you only own the tree until the tree dies. Elamai, it's a king in Lizman. And we still see from the Gemara, it's Osir. So what do you see? You see there's no heter of Mechir Lizman, Zok the Chazonish. That is in the Chazonish here. The paragraph that begins, Vihineh. Vihineh la'el simen chof aleph. Lo zachinu. Lo zachinu means we didn't understand yet. Im mechiru lezman is b'chla mechira oi b'chla schiris. Van harinu le'ainin. And our eyes were lit up from a singing of Yudalam Yudalam and Beis. Right? Meaning, the Chazanish is saying, and I have a raya from Yudalam and Beis, that what? That mechiru lezman, ein locha mechiru lezman yoyser, mi mechiras ilan b'loi karka. Sherei ein lo rak ad shiyamos ha'ilan. That's a mechiru lezman. I only have the tree until the tree dies. So Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Kukuchinsky says, whoa, 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 hold it. In terms of the Mechir Lizman, there's a difference. If I sell my field Lizman, the pshat is that I, the Mocher, am holding certain stuff back. Really, I could sell you this field forever. But I'm withholding a certain time frame on it. I'm saying, you know what, you only own it for 2 years. So I'm not selling everything that I have. But when I sell you the tree, I'm selling you everything that I have in the tree. Aye, the tree is going to die. Sof kol adam lomos. That's the way it goes. Kiyo adam etz asad sof kol adam lomos. Right? That's the way it works. Right? You're going to die. Okay, it's no sign. The tree will die. But I sold everything I had. So that's a different type of mechir lezman. Maybe that type of mechir lezman by the tree is aser. That's what Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Tikuchinsky says to Bidoche. It happens that Rabbi Tzawa Zhoti, my father told me, that when Rav Ruderman, Zichrono Livracha, went to Eretz Yisrael, no? So he felt that there's a minig, you're supposed to visit all the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to visit all the Rabbonim, but Talmud Chacham goes, you should visit all of the rabbis. So who was Rav Ruderman impressed with? So he wasn't so into Chacham Ovadia, apparently. I don't know if I should say this on tape. I just did. Okay, but he was really into Rav Zhulti. He said, Rav Zhulti is a real classical London. That's one of the people Rav Ruderman went to visit. So Rav Zhulti has an article, and he has a sefer on Shemitah also, a small Mishnah Siyavitz on Shemitah, no? So Rav Zhulti basically wants to say like this. We could say that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah Daf Yotes about what's the nature of the Isser of Lo Sechonim. Reb Meir says, right, that I'm not allowed to sell a tree to a guy. Reb Yehuda says, Mocher hu amanas lakotz. It's a machlokas. Zok Reb Zhulti, you know what that machlokas is really about? Reb Meir says, I'm not allowed to sell you a tree. Meaning, the iser of giving of lo sitin lehem chanoya bakakas or lo sechanim is, don't do a maisa mechira to a guy. But the Tanoim who argue on Reb Meir, they assume that the Isser is not on the Maisa Mechira, but on the permanence of being in the land. So if I sell temporarily, it's going to be okay. So Zokt Rav Zhulti, a beautiful thing. All of these Gemaras that the Chazonish is proving from on Yudal Ramah Beis, the Gemaras are working within the Tanah Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds that the nature of the Isser Lo Sechanim is a temporary mechira is also usher. That's Reb Meir's shita. That's why he assumes you can't sell a tree, right? And, well, it's temporary. Yes, but that's Reb Meir. But the other Tanoim, and we don't paskin like Reb Meir, Zakt Rav Zsolti. The Ram doesn't paskin like Reb Meir. If I don't paskin like Reb Meir, therefore I hold that the Isser of Osachanim is only permanent. We didn't really speak so much about the Isser of the Yishma'elim. There's a lot to say. Someone sent me, an email to all the Rebbeim in YU, that since the Shemitah is coming up, so you should know that they're going to violate this terrible Isser of Lo Sechanim, and he had a whole eitz of Sangeta Gershom Ovalo Tovah. The guy's a lunatic, I think, who sent me this email, but he expanded the whole world with it. I don't know why I decided to read it. I think I do know why, because I know it's preparing this year, and they say, oh, it's about Lo Sechanim. So the issue over there is whether this idea of the Yishma'elim is a good svara or not. The Pashto says that it doesn't help. The svara to assume that an Arab is mutter, it won't really help by Lo Sechanim. It might help by the Isser Lo Yeshu Ba'artzecha. That's about Avodah Zarah. But Lo Sechanim is Machlokes HaRishonim. Taisan Daf Tov in Avodah Zarah discusses, even though the Pasuk is written in the context of the Shiva Amim, the Torah says, destroy these seven nations, and on Lo Sechanim. So I would think that Lo Sechanim means, okay, so I won't sell my land to any Girgashis. Right? Okay, gotcha. Right? But does the Isser Lo Sechanim apply to any guy? So Taisa says, of course it does. There is a Smag who says that Isser Lo Sechanim is only to the Shiva Amimim, but it's rejected, Lahalacha. The Raivid and Kafter Vaferach might say that also. But the fact is, these opinions are like minority opinions, they're rejected opinions. Right, we assume that Lo Sechanim applies to all Goyim. If it applies to all Goyim, it should apply to Arabs as well, even though they are monotheists. But the Isser Lo Sechanim isn't out of Avodah Zarah. The Isser Lo Sechanim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Eretz Yisrael to be a Jewish country. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Goyim, right? An Arab is still not Jewish. He might be a monotheist, but a Yid er further nisht. No? If that's the case, he's not Jewish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him not to be an Eretz Yisrael. That's the answer. That's Lo Sechanim. It might not be the Isser of Ki Yalo Chalamokesh. Right? I'm not worried that they're going to give a stump on back and make me serve Avodah Zarah. You're right, because they're not at the Avodah Zarah. But the Isser Lo Sechanim still applies. This is the biggest topic. How we understand the Isser Lo Sechanim is very, very relevant in terms of the Heter Mechira, in terms of whether there's a prohibition of selling land to Goyim, selling a house to Goyim that we spoke about in passing. It's relevant for land for peace also when you think about it, no? Am I allowed to trade land in Eretz Yisrael to Goyim? To get peace? Is that mutter? Right? Now, again, it's pekuach nefesh, possibly. Maybe. I mean, that would be like a Yisrael HaKel. But you have to contend with the fact that there's an Isser Lo Sechanim. No? It's not an Isser, right? You are pegeya ba'ari. It's not an Isser to take lightly. At the same time, the pashtus is that there's no Isser Lo Sechanim based on the fact that we're maintaining the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, based on the fact that we do it as a mechira l'zman, based on the fact that we do it to Arabs, right? And we sell it to a guy who owns a lot of land anyway. We sell it to a rich guy. So that's why we assume there's no Isser Lo Sechanim. That is what is done there at Yisrael. The larger question about Heter Mechir that maybe we'll have to talk about next time we learn is the Shas HaDechak issue. Is this Heter Meruvach? Is this a Heter that, of course,
is it
a Chatchil? Is it a B'diyev? The Jews are going to die, so therefore we can come up with these Fakfechta. Right? Nothing is glot here. Right? So that's something that we'll have to talk about. And is it better to not rely on Heter Mechira and to buy produce from people who support Hamas, who live in the Arab quarter of the Old City? I mean, I have my opinions about this. I don't think so. I think it's better to use Heter Mechira because the poskim will hold that v'chol pachas it works, and why support Arabs? Yeah.
Does no one make the meta-halachic argument that Schmidt has a moral lesson?
Yes, so that's a whole other discussion. In the last section of the Mavor Shabbat Ha'aretz, he talks about that.
The whole
basically, we're undermining the whole yisod of Shemitah is B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I'm saying, I don't have enough B'tochen, I got to sell the land to a guy because I can't. That's a very, very big question. Maybe we'll give a share about that also. I mean, I could spend all year on Heter Mechira just and not even get into Masechta Shviyas. But it's a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Have a good Shabbos.